The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We have a completely new set of swing states for 2028. It changes everything in terms of power in the White House, and obviously Democrats are freaking out right now. If you want to see where the momentum in the country is right now for the midterms or for 2028, look at the voting registrations. Right now, the Republican Party has a ground game that just simply hasn't existed ever, at least not in my lifetime. It did not have it for Bush. It obviously didn't have it during Obama. Even the first term under Trump, it didn't have. But right now, MAGA has a great ground game. Because of that, we recently got data from 30 of the 50 states for what voter registration looks like. Obviously, I can't go through all of them, but I want to show you a couple, and I want to show you all of the swing state ones because it shows how the country is shifting. So again, I want to show you the swing states from the last election first, and then some of these new data is going to show what the swing states are going to be, I believe, in 2028. First off, we have Pennsylvania, and this is just for May, by the way. This is like May, June-ish. So if this was extrapolated over 4 years, it would mean huge, huge things for the Republican Party. Pennsylvania had 5,000 more Republicans registered, and Democrats lost 3,000. So that means that even if Republicans picked up all of those Democrats, there would still be 2,000 more that they picked up, presumably from independents. North Carolina saw a similar number. They had 3,000 more Republicans, and Democrats lost 5,000. Nevada had 1,000 more Republicans, and Democrats lost 2,000. And then the only swing state that technically had more Democrats register was Arizona, where there were 5,000 more Republicans and 10,000 more Democrats. Again, there was probably a little bit of a switch, but mostly that was coming from independent voters. So for whatever reason, Arizona does not have as many independents as it did before. Now, here are some data from some more solid blue and red states. And again, I think this really shows where the swing states are moving, what's going to become the new swing state. We have New Mexico. 1,000 more Republicans registered. Again, this was in May alone, and 1,000 less Democrats in May. New Jersey, 2,000 more Republicans, 5,000 people left the Democrat Party. Florida, 20,000 more Republicans registered, I kid you not, and now there are 10,000 less Democrats. So in almost every state, Republican registration is up. Now, overall, that's a good thing. There is one caution that I think Republicans should take and they need to look at, which is that if people are registering Republican, it means they're either coming from independents or Democrats, obviously. So that means that liberals, for the most part, are joining the Republican Party. There may be some libertarians as well, which is certainly a good thing. But it means there's a lot of liberals joining the Republican Party. And the danger that you run into for the Republican Party is it could turn more liberal and it could lose its uniqueness because it is taking on essentially too many liberals at once. And the important thing is that the Republican Party asserts its policy position. If the Republican Party can assert that it is a anti-rampant immigration, pro-Second Amendment, anti-abortion, these things that have been part of the Republican Party forever, and it stays true to that, and these people still want to be part of the Republican Party because they simply like it more than the Democrats, that's great. That's fantastic. Because Republicans need to build large coalitions. But if they start catering towards these new voters, then the Republican Party might fall into essentially what the Democrat Party has had, which is that they go further and further to the left. How you'll know, this is my opinion, because the question is, how do we know if that's going to happen? How you'll know how successful Republicans are being at balancing those two things is looking at the Republican nominee, both for president and in the smaller scale, in the swing states. Because if you see Republican nominees going more and more liberal you know that the new registers are taking over the party. If it's looking good, solid, you know, as it's looked since Trump has taken over, you can rest assured that that change is not happening. So with all of that said, this is what I think the 2028 electoral map looks like based off of that registration data. What you can see, I'll just go through the whole thing, and if you're just listening, I'll read off the states from left to right, essentially. On the West Coast, nothing's going to change. Obviously, Washington, Oregon, California, not going anywhere. I still think Nevada and Arizona are going to be swing states. The reason why is because Democrats are putting massive energy into getting immigrants in that area since it's close to the border. Unfortunately, I think that's still a problem. I think there's a lot of people who are being born who are going to turn 18 that, you know, their parents are from other places. And they're young Gen Zers, and so they're going to vote Democrat more. For that reason, I think it stays a swing state. You have all, you know, Utah, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, they're all going to stay the same. Where I think there will be a huge change there is New Mexico. I don't know if it's going to be quite a swing state, but at the very least, it is barely a tilt to the left, in my opinion. I think New Mexico is turning more and more red. I think that's an area Republicans could really take advantage of. The rest of the country up until Wisconsin is going to stay the same. I think Wisconsin, and by the way, Minnesota is only a little bit of a tilt to the blue as well. That was the case for this last election. I think that will stay the case. I think even Republicans, if they put a lot of work into it, could pick up Minnesota. It sounds a little crazy because Tim Walz is obviously the governor there. I don't think it's a stretch to say that that's a place that Republicans should focus on. Wisconsin and Michigan will remain swing states. However, I think that Pennsylvania will be solid, solid red. I think it will be lean red because it will look the same as South Carolina. You know, it will look the same as Florida did in 2020. And the reason why is because if you look at the registration numbers, they look fantastic in Pennsylvania. I think that's going to get taken out of play, which is a massive pickup for Republicans. Likewise, with the registration data, I think Florida is solid red now. I mean, it was a swing state in 2016, less so in 2020, even more less so in 2024. I think by 2028, it will be solid, solid red. I think the registration data backs that up. I think Georgia and North Carolina similarly are going to lean even more red than they have before. I don't think that they're going to be swing states anymore. I really don't think. I think they're tilt red, so I'm not saying Republicans should just give up on them by any means. I'm just saying they're not a traditional swing state in the way that we talk about swing states. The new swing state that I think is going to come out is Virginia. Virginia has a massive red push right now. Obviously, Glenn Youngkin is a Republican. He's a fantastic Republican, and he is their governor. So that shows it's possible for Republicans to win there. I think what you're seeing is a lot of people are moving there. We don't have the registration data from June and May, but we do have it from the past, and we are seeing more registers Republican than Democrat in Virginia. The other tilts that change, again, these aren't swing states per se, but they are places that I think Republicans could make big waves, are New Jersey and New Hampshire. Now, I know that New Jersey, a lot of people are going to think, well, there's just no way. I mean, New Jersey is right next to New York. There's just no way. If you look at the numbers, both Virginia and New Jersey went to Kamala Harris by only 5% more. 5% is really not that much. I think a lot could change over the next 4 years to make that almost swing state level. That's why I think it's just tilt blue. If next year in 2028, you know, whoever the Democrat nominee is wins by 2 or 3%, that is a full-blown swing state at that point. I think, you know, I think Republicans can look at Virginia, New Jersey, and New Hampshire and really make a big pickup, especially in New Jersey and Virginia, where the electoral votes are a little higher. I think those states are going to be traditional swing states very, very soon. Now, looking even further forward, Democrats are even more in trouble. All the data really just points towards Democrats losing a lot of ground in terms of registering, but also in terms of electoral votes. So in 2030, after the census, we're going to reallocate electoral college votes. Essentially, they're going to look at how the populations have changed, and then states are going to get a different amount of electoral votes than before. This is what they're projecting that map to look like, and this is astounding. This has been out for a little while, but I think people haven't talked about this in a while. What you see here is every single state that is losing electoral votes is a blue state, with the exception of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is the only one that's going to lose one, but California loses three, Minnesota loses one, Illinois loses two, New York loses one, Rhode Island loses one. On the other hand, Idaho, Utah, Arizona, and Georgia all gain one. All of those, in my opinion, I mean, Arizona and Georgia, maybe not quite as much, but Utah and Idaho easily going red. Texas gets three more. That's going red. Florida gets two more, easily red. One of the best, you know, I think Florida is even more sure than Texas at this point. So Democrats know this. It's why they're trying to import immigrants in places like California, because they need the population to go up. They want to import the immigrants, grant them amnesty, you know, have them have kids, they play the long game so that the electoral votes go up in blue states. That's why they're trying that strategy. They're panicking because they can see all the people are moving to Florida and Texas and voting red. It gives, you know, Republicans an edge up easily. I think at this point, them importing immigrants is the only way that they can really stay in power if these trends continue. The left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now. I talk about some crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy. I talk about what's going on with Epstein right now in the news, things I can't talk about on YouTube, but I know you'll enjoy it. Go check it out. The link is in the description below. A viral video is going around right now, guys, where Mexicans are saying Americans are ruining their country and should go home. I personally love Mexicans. I got no issue with them. I especially love the ones who are here legally and not illegally, but they don't seem in this video to see the irony of what they're talking about. Take a look.
Are you a MAGA follower? Please do not come to Mexico. Do not come to Cancun. Do not come to Puerto Vallarta or Acapulco. Stay in the United States. Eat your Taco Bells. Eat your burritos. Eat your whatever you got. Back home. In Mexico, we already know that MAGA people hate Mexicans. We already know that you support Donald Trump, who is a really bad guy for Mexicans. They are putting our people in prisons. They are attacking our people. They are disappearing little children, separating families. We don't like MAGA people here in Mexico. And if you come, please do not bring your orange hat saying MAGA. Do not come with your shirt saying MAGA, because we have seen, I've seen cases where MAGAs have been attacked by Mexicans in Cancun. At least they get knocked on their head, or at least they insult them. And we are right. We know you hate us in the United States, so where are you gonna come to Cancun with your offending us with your MAGA shirts or hats?
So I looked it up. 8.6% of Mexico's whole economy is tourism. Most Americans, they go to Mexico, they give them money, and they leave. And so this idea that because I'm MAGA and I don't want illegal immigrants in my country, but I'm the problem and I'm the racist because I'm contributing to the Mexican economy is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous on its face. It's stupid. That guy is being ridiculous. Interestingly enough, though, there have actually been full riots and protests. This is over July 4th in Mexico City over Americans overstaying their visas. It's actually pretty interesting. I think a lot of MAGA would actually agree with what they're saying. Take a look.
Gente que viene de otros países, en su mayoría extranjeros, a querer imponer su cultura, sus precios y desplazar a los mexicanos, a los nativos de estas tierras.
Vengo porque la gentrificación solo es un paso más a la colonización, a los despojos y a que exploten nuestros recursos.
Anticapitalista, antipatriarcal, anticlasista, proletarie.
En 5 años las rentas han subido 47%. Eso es algo violento para la población local. Nosotros nos estamos debatiendo entre pagar la luz, pagar el agua o comer. Entonces, por supuesto que preferimos comer.
The irony is insane. I mean, they talk about how much they hate MAGA, most of those people do, but then they fully agree on the central message of the MAGA movement, which is that the country, any country, is for its citizens. I really think that's the America First, that is the America First movement. It's that America is for America. Mexico is for Mexicans. Like, I don't think MAGA would disagree with anything the rioters are saying in that. The fact that there are people out there, though, who are simultaneously saying and believe that they should be able to enter our country illegally, but that Americans can't be in Mexico City because it raises their grocery prices and their rent prices is insane. How people can hold those two ideas in their head at the same time. It's the same problem. It's happening everywhere in the world. Again, I totally agree with the rioters. If they're having a problem where there are too many Americans in Mexico City because they're overstaying their visas, I don't think Americans should be there. And the same is true for here. Again, I love Mexicans. I got no problem with them. I think they're fantastic people, most of them, except for the few, you know, criminals that come across the border illegally. But they don't get to be here at the downside of Americans. Everyone should look at Americans first in America. Everyone should look at Mexicans first in Mexico. It's very simple. Again, it's a problem happening everywhere in the world, whether you're in Spain or Mexico or in the US. Rampant illegal immigration is bad. It shouldn't be tolerated. I love interacting with you guys on the show. That's why I've created my new Substack, which is a weekly newsletter. It's completely free. It goes out to you. It also allows me to interact with you guys just a little bit easier, bounce political ideas off each other, and do Q&As. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video, everybody. Please like the video so that other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show. Or you can take a look at another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.